Hello everyone. My name is Donghyuk Yang, and I work at S-Core in Samsung Company. And I'm developing Tizen Native ID and Platform ID now. That's why I'm here to present about Tizen Platform SK. So I am delighted to this chance to help your platform development. Okay, I have divided my talk into three parts. First, I want to start by giving you introduction of Tizen Platform SK. And secondly, I'm going to talk about key features and show you some demonstration videos. And finally, I'll tell you about upcoming features and conclusion. So I hope that this presentation would be an entry point of usage of Tizen Platform SK. Okay, first, I would like to give you a brief introduction of Tizen SK. Tizen SK can be divided into three kinds of SK according to composition. So there are Tizen Platform SK for platform model development, and Tizen Native SK for native application development, and Tizen Web SK for web application development. So every SK includes SDB, emulator, templates, and samples in common. And the Tizen SK supports development for all layers in Tizen platform, except Linux kernel and device driver. And in the case of Tizen Native SK, it provides toolchains for building and debugging native application. In the case of Web SK, it provides web UI builder for UI design and web simulator for testing web application. And both Platform SK and Native SK provide dynamic analyzer for profiling. And Platform SK does not provide CLI tools because there already exist, such as GBS, MIC, SDB, and so on. Okay, let's get into the Platform SK. So Tizen Platform SK is a set of tools for developing a platform module. As you can see, it includes Platform ID, Dynamic Analyzer, and SDB, and emulator. And Platform ID is based on Eclipse and CDT. And some plugins are integrated in ID, and additional feature has been implemented. And ID internally uses GBS for building platform module, and SDB for running and debugging, and Dynamic Analyzer for profiling. Okay, this is a snapshot of Platform ID. You can clone source and create a project with a project wizard, and sources will be modified easily in editors. And you can build, run, and debug platform projects with buttons. And each project is flow view, connection is flow view, and root strap view can help to manage project resources, emulator, and targets, and root straps. Root strap will be addressed in detail later on. So why use Tizen Platform SK? So all development works can be done in one place, Tizen Platform SK. And it makes development more easier and faster. Each development process in blue color on the left, and there are differences between using SK and not using it on each stage. The main difference is that ID has integrated tools and support features which are required to develop platform. ID provides a project wizard to download source code and create project, and ID has integrated the variable various editors for editing. It is good feature because it makes you to edit to source very easily. And ID provides root strap view to configure profile and repository for building a platform project. And ID supports learn and debug features to test your platform project. I think the biggest difference is test process, because test process is not guided obviously now. So it depends on developers. In SK, you can run and debug platform module a few mouse clicks. Okay, these are key features of platform ID. Visual and easy editing, build based on Bootstrap, and easy testing, quick launch, platform crash analysis, and easy package management. From next slide, I will explain about this, each features in more detail with demonstration video. Okay, first, visual and easy editing. IDE has integrated useful editors for easy editors, such as C and C++ editor and Specfire editor, CMake editor, and XML editor. And each editor provides features such as syntax highlighting, content test, open declaration, hover and outline view, and other specialized features for each language. So I wanna explain a brief about some main features. Okay, content test displays a list of available code completions, and hover displays information about an item when the mouse is placed on it. And outline view displays outline of a structured file that is currently open in the editor and list structural elements. So I think these features would be great assistant to your editing. Okay, next is build based on Bootstrap. So how do you build a platform model according to multiple profile architecture, platform version, and snapshot? Perhaps you configure multiple profile and repository in GBS conf file, and then you execute GBS command as you see. So you should set profile and architecture when you build a platform project with GBS, and GBS conf file can be complicated if there are many profiles and many repositories. So ID provide Bootstrap and Bootstrap view to manage it easily. So ID builds a platform project based on Bootstrap. Bootstrap is created according to profile architecture, platform version, or snapshot, and it contains all information for building, such as repository, architecture, build root, and configuration file path. So build root is a CH environment for building a platform project, and it is created by GBS. And the path is automatically set by ID when you create a Bootstrap. And Bootstrap view manages Bootstraps. So you create multiple Bootstraps in advance, and if you want to build, you just select a Bootstrap and click build button. So how to create a new Bootstrap? You click plus button on Bootstrap view, and in the creation dialog, you insert Bootstrap name and repositories and select architecture, and then you click OK button, then Bootstrap is created. So let's see a demonstration video. Scenario is first, create a new Bootstrap based on remote repository. Second, create a new Bootstrap based on local repository. Third, create a new project from Git using Project Visual. Finally, build a project. And context menu, comp box, and hover are not properly recorded in some parts of video. And video is a little bit fast, so please understand. Okay, click plus button on Bootstrap view to create a new Bootstrap based on remote repository. Okay. In the dialog, insert snapshot URL and click search button. The dialog automatically finds available repositories and add it to table. And you can also add remove repositories manually. And insert Bootstrap name and select architecture and click OK button. Select architecture and click OK button. And you can check the Bootstrap in Bootstrap view. And now let's create a new Bootstrap based on local repository. Choose local repository path and select local repository path. And select configuration file path. And then insert Bootstrap name. Click OK button. So you can check Bootstraps in Bootstrap view. And now let's create a new platform project from Git. In Project Visual, choose Git tab and choose Git project insert project name, and click Finish button. And you can check the project in Project Explorer view and select the project and change git tag as Tizen 2.2.1 release. Okay. And to build a project, select a rootstrap and click Build button. Okay. ID internally uses GBS to build a platform project, so console view displays logo from GBS. Okay, building is finished. And after finish the building, you can check package files in Project Explorer view. Okay. Okay, next is e-testing. So how do you test your platform module? As I mentioned before, it depends on developers. So you can create a new platform image and flush it to device, and or you can transfer package files and install it to device, or you can transfer only changed files. And in the case of debugging, you can install debug package file to device, and you can use GDB for debugging, or you just use debug log. So I want to say that every test method needs some command line works, unless you use perfect automatic script, and you should know how to use command line tools. So in IDE, you can run and debug a platform project with a few mouse clicks. If you click run button, IDE automatically transfer and install packages to device, and you can modify environment variable, arguments, or command in launch wizard. After setting launch wizard, IDE execute run command which was set in launch wizard. Launch wizard will be skipped after first launching, so you don't need to set anything after first launching. So, and debug process is almost same as run, but different is installing debug package to rootstrap and execution GDB and GDB server. There is more information about this debug process. Next slide. Okay. After building a platform project, you can check package files in Project Explorer view. The binary package in blue one will be installed in device, and the debug package in red color, will be installed to rootstrap. And then GDB server is executed in device, and it automatically suspends the execution and waiting for a debugger to connect to it. And GDB server executed in rootstrap and will make a connection with GDB server. It's called remote debugging, and GDB server is run on the target system, and it does not need program debugger symbol table. And GDB on the host, does all symbol handling. So it is useful when the target system has a limited amount of resources, such as CPU and memory. And next is Qt Launch. RDS is rapid development support. It offers a fast way to learn and debug your platform project. So when learning or debugging a platform project, IDE automatically detects file changes and install only changed file. So it's much faster because just few files are transferred to rootstrap and device. So in the case of learning, launch time declined by over about 12% compared with before. And in the case of debugging, launch time declined by over about 74%. It is a good effect because package installation time for rootstrap greatly reduced. Okay, there are two demonstration videos, and first video is for learning and second video for debugging. So I want to explain a brief about first demonstration video. Test project is task manager, and task manager is platform application for managing tasks. So user can terminate tasks on this task manager. A scenario, first, remove first message box and run application for testing. And second, remove second message box and run application for testing. And as you can see, snapshot of emulator at the bottom, first message box is displayed when task is terminated, and second message box is displayed when history is cleared. Okay. To check task manager normal operation first, build the project first. Okay? And click run button to task manager project. You can check two message boxes when task is terminated and history is cleared. And task on mode. And now let's add source code to remove first message box. I already knew which source will be modified. So open source file and find method. And disable original code and add new code using API auto completion and code content assist. Okay? And build again because source is changing. And run again to check changes. First message box is not displayed. Okay, test one more. Okay, now let's add code to remove second message box and disable original code and add a new code using content assist. And build again and run again to check changes. Now, second message box also is not displayed. Okay, test one more. Okay, next second demonstration video. Test project is the AUL project, and AUL is platform library. Task manager application calls AUL terminate PID method of AUL library to terminate running task. Scenario, debug AUL project for checking that AUL terminate PID is actually called by task manager. Second, edit the method to block task termination, as you can see, snapshot of emulator. And third, run application for testing. Task will be not terminated. And fourth, restore the method. And finally, run application for testing. Task will be normally terminated. Okay. Task manager internally calls the method of AUL library. So let's check task manager source. Find the method. Okay. This method calls AUL terminate PID to terminate running task. And then now let's check AUL terminate PID method in AUL project. Find the method. This is AUL terminate PID method. And I will debug this method to check it is actually called by task manager. So build AUL project before debugging. And click debug button to debug the project. Okay, in the case of learning or debugging library, binary path for testing should be set in launch wizard. So in this case, set task manager binary path to test AUL library. Click finish button and debugging start. Okay, it can take some time because GDB automatically loads the shared library symbols. You can disable the option for loading symbols. If you disable it, loading time will be reduced, but stack frame will be not fully displayed later. Okay, task manager is run and set a breakpoint in the method. And if your termination button is clicked, execution suspend. Okay. And debug view displays stack frame. You can also check other platform sources because those debug packages are installed to Rootstrap already. Okay. And you can step over the highlighted statement as you see, and change the variable is highlighted in variables view. And click region button, learning task is normally terminated. And stop debugging. And change perspective. Okay. Now let's edit source code. Find the method again. Add source code to block task termination and print log string. First, add code to print log string. Okay, and then disable PID termination code. And build again. And run again to check changes. Okay, you can check task termination is blocked and console view displays log. Okay, test one more. Task termination is blocked. Okay, now restore the code and build again and run again to test. Now task is normally is terminated. Okay, so next is platform crash analysis. So if you in the event of platform crash, tar file is generated and tar archives crash core file and crash report file. And then you can debug core file to analyze the exact cause of platform failure and implement necessary fix to prevent the crash in future. So how do you debug codeump if you receive codeump files? We can think about two cases, whether you have a device which has platform crash or not. So first, if you have a device which has platform crash, you can install debugger packages and you can use GDB for debugging. But how do you find out what debugger package is needed and install it? And second, if you don't have a device which has platform crash, you need to configure platform environment same as device. So how do you configure platform environment in your host system? It is not easy to find out debug package needed for debugging, and it is not easy to configure platform environment in your host system. So ID support it much more easily. Okay, you can just set codeump file and set rootstrap in launch wizard. So launch wizard consists of three pages to set launch settings. So in first page, you can set codeump file. You can set codeump file such as tar archive or tar core and tar cs file together. And you can set files both in device and in your host system. And in second page, you can set rootstrap. You can create a new rootstrap by inserting rootstrap name and repositories, and you can also use existing rootstrap which is created by same repositories. And if you click next button, ID automatically install debug package to rootstrap. And last page, actually you don't need to set anything in last page. You just check installed packaging and check binary path. After setting launch wizard, ID execute GDB in rootstrap for debugging. So here is a snapshot of codeump debug. So you can check source code which has platform crash, and you can check also information about runtime status at crash time. Okay. Demonstration video. I put temporary crash code to eCore project for testing in advance, so it is not real situation, and codeump file was already created in emulator. So scenario, check codeump archive in emulator with sdb share command, and second, set codeump information in launch wizard, and third, codeump debugging. Okay. I put temporary crash code to eCore library in advance for testing, and codeump file already created. So check codeump archive in emulator using sdb share command. Okay, tar archive. And click debug button and select codeump. First, set codeump archive in emulator. And second, set rootstrap. I use existing rootstrap, which is created by same repository. Debug packages are automatically installed to rootstrap if clicks next button. And finally, check installed packages and binary paths. You can install additional paths, additional packages to rootstrap if you want in this page. And check binary paths. And click finish button. And codeump debugging starts. Okay. You can check source code which has problem. And you can also check information about the runtime status of at crash time, and such as stack frame, variables, memory, disassembly, and so on. Okay, finally, I will explain about easy package management. ID provides feature to manage packages or of rootstrap and device. So it's called package manager. In package manager, you can add, remove, modify repositories, and you can install, upgrade packages. And to run package manager, you select a rootstrap on rootstrap view and just click manage packages in the context menu. So it is mainly used for install debug packages in rootstrap for debugging and editing repositories, and it is also mainly used for install test packages to device. So here is a snapshot of package manager. You can choose rootstrap and repository tab at the top, and there are repository group, package group, and command log view. In command log view at the bottom, you can check all command logs. Okay. I have covered everything as key features, and I want to a brief description. I want to explain a brief description about other features, but we don't have enough time, so pass this. Okay, this is last section. These are upcoming features, so we are going to support macOS and other Linux distributions which are supported by GBS. And to build speed up, we are going to divide into build and package step, and we are going to support predictive build. To support this, ID would not use GBS. And finally, we are going to support attached debugging. Okay, my talk is already finished. Almost finished it, and Tizen Platform SDK is a comprehensive set of tools which is best for Tizen Platform development. So I highly recommend the Platform SDK if you want to develop Tizen Platform model easily. So I would like to finish my talk by saying try Tizen Platform SDK. Yeah, thank you. Any questions? Not one type emulator. SK supports various emulator type. I don't understand exactly your meaning, but like TV or mobile and IBR like that. Yeah. Yes. So emulator supports various emulator type such as TV, mobile, and wearable. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.